The fact is we have a large and growing population of unhoused people in this community, and the vast majority of those people, around 90% of them, are, by whatever definition you want to use, from here.
There's a guy who has the job now, Jesse Houle, Athens Clark County Commission, District 6. I lose track of time, 6 weeks ago, the announcement that Jesse Houle would not run for another term on the Athens Clark County Commission, thus an open seat in District 6. The first announced candidate, at least the first to announce to me, I always say two things. You're never a candidate until you qualify and tell me. She has at least told me whether she's qualified or not. Stephanie Johnson in studio with us this morning. You done that qualifying thing yet or no?
Good morning. Yes, thank you and for having me on your show this morning. I was very excited to qualify yesterday morning. Okay. Had my parents with me, my pastor, and a couple of friends.
And the campaign kickoff last evening out on Atlanta Highway, I'm told, and I'm looking at some video, a big crowd there.
Jack, it was a very big crowd, standing room only. We didn't have enough chairs. It was a group of mixed bag, people from my high school, my church, my friendships, my sorority. There were so many people there.
All right, Stephanie Johnson, candidate for a seat on the Athens Clark County Commission. The first and obvious question is why?
Well, I have to be honest, I start this story the same way every time. My husband,
who is an Athens Clark County police officer
for over 20 years.
So you're not about defunding the police?
Oh, no, okay. Absolutely not. They need all the support that they can get. Okay. He's over the East Command Division, so he's over the whole East Side. And we are very into politics. I mean, he's a politics nerd in the sense that he loves presidential trivia. That's his thing. And every Tuesday.
Okay, there's a challenge. Jeffrey Johnson and I don't know, you named the venue and
I promise you, he knows husbands, wives, he knows children, colleges. He knows things that I've never heard of. And it's quite interesting. But we also watch local government politics, mm-hmm. and we stay engaged. So every Tuesday, either we're sitting on the couch or I'm at the meeting in person. And usually one of us are meandering around and the other one is like intently paying attention so we could make sure we tell the other what you just missed. And sometimes there's discussions about topics and I'm under my breath, like, if they just asked this question or if they just did this, well, that is the answer, but that's an answer, but not the answer to the question. And he, about 2 years ago, said, why don't you just run? You have all of this information in your head. And he wore me down. he literally wore me down. And I remember a story my mom still says it to this day. And she's not really big on complaints or excuses, period. Mm-hmm. And she raised me and she still says it to this day. If you have a problem with something and you're going to complain about it, go ahead, get it out. But let that be the last time. Either learn how to love it or figure out how to fix it, because I don't want to hear it again. And so at that very moment, after about 2 years, I said to myself, I do have all this knowledge. It finally just, the two thoughts, finally the persistence of my husband saying, why don't you just do it? And my mom's voice and that message she's always repeating to us, I have two other siblings, I felt like I had a responsibility. I felt there's a lot that I can contribute. I do know that I could start day one without that long, steep uphill battle of the learning curve. Mm. I understand the venue, I understand the playmakers, and I understand the parliamentary procedures and the process. I understand, and actually as a student of local government, I watch other governments too, but I am very intently downloading the agenda and printing out the ones that I find interesting. I make notes in the margins. I take them to the meetings with me, and I have notebooks in my garage. I just file it away. And it's just, it truly is the student in me that does that.
All right, back up the resume. All right, now, I assume you have a day job someplace. In addition to being an MBA candidate at the Harry College, I know you worked in the finance department of the Athens Clark County government for a time.
I did. I was hired in the finance department in the management and budget division in 2010, and I did that for 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I transferred over to the auditor's office. It was called VAT back in 2014, at the end of 14, and then in 2015, the office name was changed to the Office of Operational Analysis, mm-hmm. and I was appointed, that was my first appointment in 2015, July 1.
Okay.
As the internal auditor.
So, yeah, you do have already the inside perspective, if you will.
Those are the two best departments to have their perspective of the entire government.
Why?
Because from the finance perspective, there were four of us that wrote that big budget book that they conclude with at the end of the budget season. It's about 450 or so pages. There are four of us that put that together. And to do that, the four of us were assigned to all of the departments. So it would transition every year. We would have 11 or 12 or 13 departments, but we got to know them very well, their concerns, their challenges, their budget needs. And so you understand financially how to make it work or their challenges. And from the operational side, in the auditor's office, I started as the management analyst and then became the internal auditor. You then have a perspective, you learn a perspective of the operations of the department. So it was a perfect marriage of being very helpful and contributing to the success of the departments that had challenges but didn't know how to fix them.
And Stephanie Johnson, candidate District 6 on the Athens-Clark County Commission, the kickoff event last night, the qualifying on Monday as well. Stephanie Johnson, a big question to take us into break here. You said, okay, I know where the things are that need to be fixed. What needs, in a big picture, 30,000 feet kind of way, what needs fixing? And we'll flesh this out after the break.
Sure, I'll keep it very simple. I think there are many local people, like my parents, that just don't feel comfortable being engaged. There are so many Athenians. When policy decisions are made, they are affected, but they're not involved. And there's not a lot of communication or encouragement to bring people out. There's not a lot of literature to help people understand. There are many last-minute decisions that are made that affect people, everyday working people. And it's almost like, by default, we have to figure it out after how to afford this now that it's gone up because the vote has already happened. The main priority is to engage more people in our local government. This is what affects us. It's not at the state, and it's not at the national level. The things that affect us here in Athens is the Tuesday night decisions.
What I've suggested to the commission is here we have fund balance necessary to the task. Let's go ahead and get this job done. So we've got this room staffed 3 shifts a day, and we can respond very quickly to crises that emerge.
Talking about a real-time crime center, Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz, with whom we spoke on Monday, commissioners to vote on this and other public safety proposals at this evening's meeting, 6 o'clock at City Hall. This proposal being made public. Now, the mayor would say it's been in the works for a while, but it's being made public and heightened awareness in the aftermath of the tragedy of a couple of weeks ago, the Lake and Riley murder. Continue our conversation with a commission candidate, Stephanie Johnson. Now, running in District 6, Jesse Houle, the incumbent, says he'll not be on the reelection ballot. Stephanie Johnson, let's go ahead and put you behind the rail. You're at that meeting tonight. What are your thoughts, your observations? Where might your vote be on what's proposed by the mayor to the extent that you understand it, ways to enhance public safety in Athens?
I believe the public safety enhancements are necessary and important, but I also think that they are reactive. The public safety community, that doesn't just include the police, it's the police, fire, the sheriff's office, probation services, corrections. They've all been asking for additional funding, additional support. So I think I'm not a fan of reactive measures, but I do support, giving the public safety departments increase funding right now.
Well, the first thing you'll notice, and I don't mean to be lecturing here, but the first thing you'll notice if and when you get yourself elected is that every corner of local government, and I know you know this, every corner of government anywhere wants more money, needs more. Nobody ever came to the mayor at budget time. We got all we need. Nobody ever said that. So everybody is going to be asking for a bigger piece of the pie, and the pie is only so big.
Question.
Yeah, the question is, what do you do with that by way of establishing budget priorities?
I'm glad you asked. I've been talking about this for 3 or 4, maybe 5 years. One, I think the departments should present their budgets publicly. We have work sessions every second Tuesday. And at that meeting, each department can present their budget.
Well, I mean, as you know, there are the budget hearings in which the department heads will go in, and that is open to the public if the public cares to watch.
Well, before that, the manager's responsibility is to balance the budget. There's a large number of departments that end the budget season, and I'd like to say, I'm not sure if the term fourth quarter spending or end of the year spending, but
use all our money because if it's left over, we don't get that.
Yeah. So I say that to say, just from studying them operationally, departments, not to bash any department, but they spend very responsibly on the things that they need to operate that department. And then you'll see in the 11 and a half to 12th month, spending on things that are not necessarily required.
Suddenly,
for
new furniture for the office.
New furniture, upgrade on laptops or upgrade on screens. And again, I'm not trying to bash any departments, and I'm not trying to make a department look bad or put them on the spotlight, but
you're saying
there's money left
over.
That's
a feature of the system.
There's a built-in feature where because we don't get a chance to see the spending, that we don't know what's left over that could actually be used and reprioritized.
How do you fix that? What by way of going in and revisiting the budget process, what would be a solution?
One, I think we already have budget analysts. That's what I used to do. Mm-hmm. And reporting where they are on a monthly basis, I proposed a public financial system similar to Glendale, Arizona, where in real time, individuals can go into this dashboard and see department's budget and see the spending. And it just keeps everyone responsible. And we are aware of what the challenges are when we see the spending.
Stephanie Johnson, again, a candidate for a seat on the Athens-Clark County Commission. A week of candidate qualifying, by the way, continues. And people ask, every other year, you're either voting for an odd number on the commission or the even-numbered seats. This happens to be an even-numbered year, District 6, which geographically is what? I know every time we talk with Jesse Houle, the incumbent, we go through this. But folks may not know. What is District 6 geographically?
Whew, that's a really great question, because most people I've found since I've announced in November at church don't know. District 6, most people think it's just the Atlanta Highway Corridor. Mm-hmm. It's not. It starts in Stonehenge, Tall Tree, Ridge Point, Sam's Club area, the Atlanta Highway Corridor for sure, Mitchell Bridge Road on the left-hand side, Tallahassee Road, parts of Whitehead Road, Jefferson Road, Vincent Drive, Saxon Woods, Fritzmar. Did I say Newton Bridge Road?
Not yet, but okay.
All of those areas.
So essentially Northwest Athens.
Yes.
Essentially. And that is, I don't know if it's a word I don't use much, but that is a diverse district in a
yes.
lot of different ways, financially, in terms of business and industry, and in terms of the folks who live there. That's pretty diverse.
Absolutely, it is.
That present any challenges or opportunities as a candidate?
No, not for me. I think I've traveled so much, and I've lived in many places, and I'm very comfortable and open. I'll tell you the truth, I'm a high-functioning introvert. When I show up, I know how to speak and engage, but I'm very quiet. I mm-hmm. think that's what people see. I'm a quiet person, but I do like to speak to people, and I like to learn more about people. So I, in one position I had years ago, a lifetime ago, I used to travel. I had 100 flights a year.
Oh my.
And so I would sit beside someone new almost three times a week. So I got a chance to get good at getting to know brand new people.
You and my wife. My wife will know an Uber driver's life story inside of 10 minutes.
Yes,
it's the craziest thing. Stephanie Johnson, again to the resume, grew up in Athens.
I mean,
you're Athens, Cedar Shoals, was it, or Clark
Central,
Central
1991.
High School, and University of Georgia. And at UGA now, pursuing that MBA, as we say, at Terry College.
Yes, a Master of Business Technology. It is truly the marriage of the folks that work in IT full-time and everybody else. I found as an internal auditor, and looking for solutions, the departments had a hard time trying to communicate to the IT department what they needed. And so I found myself in that role. This is fairly a new program at the University of Georgia. And when I saw it advertised, it's about 5 years or 6 years now, when I saw it advertised, immediately I asked my husband if I could stay home and go through that program and continue to do other, you know, service work. And he said yes, but it's a 2-year program, perfect marriage between the operations and project management of running a department, but also what technology tools do you need to do it better.
And toward what end, other than being a more effective Athens-Clarke County Commissioner if you happen to get elected, what's the overall objective with all that?
Well, I see myself, I mean, that still is a problem. There are a lot of departments that, you know, that have not evolved just for lack of not knowing how to. I know that the IT department, I see when I read budget documents that or agenda items, that they're beefing up some of the things that I learned in a 2019 conference. Cybersecurity. So I see more funding put in that area. So there are things that still need to change and happen. There's not a lot of training, but myself personally, when I finish my program, I would like to be a consultant and build the bridge, if that's building the dashboard myself and coding and doing that myself, or working for a company that offers that service to different counties, businesses, or individuals.
About a minute and a half left here. A huge subject, not much time, but take a swing at it anyway. A big local issue. We began our conversation by listening to Commissioner Houle in District 6 talk about the challenges of homelessness. How do you fix that, or do you?
Well, I've asked this question to current commissioners, and just in talking, when it comes to homelessness, what is our goal here in Athens? Do we want to manage it, or do we want to fix it?
Exactly the question I've been asking for years. Are we trying to make people more comfortable in it, or are we trying to get them out of it?
And no one can answer the question, even sitting commissioners. And that in itself is a problem.
Well, by the way, both those things are worth pursuing.
Exactly. But you have to have a plan, you have to have a goal, and you have to know what you want at the end. What is the outcome we are seeking? And I heard at, I believe it was a meeting about the out, there was a study done, I think it was called Out Cloudburst, and they were the unified government was providing the updates on the results of that study, basically, what I'm trying to say. And I went to a meeting, and one of the employees accidentally said, and I say accidentally because the crowd just ate her up after she said this, she said, if we can show that we can spend this money in the right places and spend it well, spend it and draw it down, we would qualify for more money. And the crowd, I mean, I felt so bad for her because I knew she didn't mean to really say
right.
The truth.
Yeah.
But that is not the outcome. That is not an outcome, and that is not a solution. I think when it comes to homelessness, we have people that are unhoused because it's so expensive to live here. That's a different.
And boy, I wish we had time to get into this. That takes us right into that whole short-term rental conversation,
yes.
Which is contributing. Steph 46, Steph, STEPH 4, FOR, 6, the number 6, Steph46.com, the campaign website. Stephanie Johnson running in District 6. Sure, we'll talk again. Thanks for rolling out here this morning. My best to your husband, the Athens-Clarke County Police Officer, Jeffrey Johnson. We'll talk again soon. Good luck out there.
Thank you so much for having me.